the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you, Paige.
Oh, well, I hope you're doing good today. All right, so...
Your mama got a fat ass.
Some weirdo.
I see your mama's big old motherfucking behind.
Your mama got a fat ass.
I love it.
It's really that is the best ever.
Isn't it good?
All right, so there is a man who got into 30 Rock and yelled a racial slur at a host.
We actually have audio.
Oh, 30 Rockefeller, not the show. I was like, God, I thought that show got canceled. Or
Today's show. 30 Rock.
But 30 Rockefeller Center, though.
She thought it was Tracy Morgan on the show.
That was probably Tracy Morgan doing a bit. That's crazy.
Yeah, this dude being a straight up right now.
Yo, Alec, why you shoot that man?
Alex. Yo, where's Alex at?
Alex Ball Twins.
So this story was broken by TMZ.
Yeah, of course. There,
yeah. 30-mile zone.
Happened around 9 a.m., according to TMZ. The guy was looking for Al Roker, and he was arrested shortly after an exchange with Craig Melvin, the host.
Oh, so Craig Melvin and the Blue Notes.
He yelled a racial slur at him.
He was...
That was Harold Melvin.
He came back and finished the show. He was off for like 10 or 15 minutes.
So,
off camera,
was the guy?
Well, he was charged with a hate crime, burglary, hate crime, menacing, and hate crime, criminal trespass and harassment.
God.
Now here's the thing:
menacing, like that's one of those things. It's like I know what it means, but like menacing.
We're led to believe that he was like aggressive, like yelling it. What if he was yelling it, but like in a way to like get noticed, so he can move up, like hey,
or what if
hey
he had,
Craig, like what's up?
What if he had Tourette's syndrome?
Exactly, like the guy in the award show.
Yeah, dude, over in Europe somewhere, he said it to
Michael B. Jordan.
I was just gonna say Samuel L. Jackson. I know it was a black guy with an initial.
God, I feel like he would have. Addressed it on the spot.
I do, too. I think he would have just taken his jacket off and went into the crowd.
Well, the Today Show was still on the air at the time, but this happened away from the studio, and nobody mentioned the incident on the show. Craig Melvin posted a message later in the day saying that he was just fine.
I saw a video of
just fine
NYPD taking the guy off in handcuffs. So evidently, they got there pretty quick. But I think they have officers that are always at the Today Show when they do it outside.
You know, that's...
Outside Peter DeLuca's or whatever they stand at, that restaurant there, the grocery store. Is that what it's called?
God, that's funny. You said Peter DeLuca. Well, what is it really called?
I thought that's what it
Dominic was. Dominic DeNucci's, is that what it is?
It's one of those.
Do you have...
But real quick, though, do you know that the thing about hate crimes, you can look it up yourself.
I don't support them.
Have you seen where there's a girl, I want to say she's in her 20s, that's convicted of a... social media hate crime?
Was this the podcast thing?
Looking at 10 years in prison?
Was this the Murdoch thing?
This is in the state of Florida.
Something separate.
She hate crime. Generally speaking, like let's just be honest people here. Paige, if I said, oh, this guy over here got convicted of a hate crime, what do you assume?
I assume that he wrote something really mean on there.
But what
really hateful.
But what do you consider like
racist stuff?
Okay. But when it's a religion, that's still a hate crime, right?
It is, yes.
Okay. But then when certain ones I'll just say this.
They're not treated equally.
Absolutely not. That's the best way to say it. Best way to say it. There's not equality when it comes to hate against religious types. That's what I'll say about that. Because, I mean, you pull that across many different fields, if you'd like. You're damned if you crack a joke about a Muslim. You're damned if you were to crack a joke about a Jewish person. But you could all day long make jokes about oh, yeah, they thought Jesus rolled the rock away and floated up in heaven. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, wow, that's wild. But, yeah, look up what's going on down in Florida. And freaking their governor, not DeSantis. What's his name?
Is it not DeSantis?
Is it still a DeSantis?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, whoever the...
Charlie Crist?
They're for it. Like, they're saying, yeah, you deserve 10 years in prison for your... You literally were making what some would call a joke or maybe even an observation, but 10 years in prison.
10 years.
Yeah, that's a long
but this
time.
Is a the freedom of speech country.
We used to have.
Like, obviously, there are consequences, but 10 years for...
But the consequences, though, like, okay, that, I mean, I think everybody's got to get off their high horse about stuff. Like, off the air, we won't say what, but you were playing a piece of a little short of a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And it was various comedians of various races sitting around making racist jokes to each other.
Yeah.
And the pure energy laughter. It's like... But then we let these faceless, unknown people say, you can't do that stuff. Now, if your intent is to be hateful and mean, then damn you, for real.
Yeah.
But if in situations like what we had, you know, listened to there, it was Louis C.K., it was Ari Spears.
It was Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill.
There's a big difference between hate speech and pride.
But at the same time... When you're a country or a religion that says that you're persecuted, but then you're almost commanding the assassination of Christians in your same country, that just comes off as hypocritical to me in a big yeah. way.
Hopefully, this is all cyclical when we come back around. That doesn't come back around, but we're on the other side of
I tell you, if that's hypocrisy. Something AI can do, fix that.
Yeah.
Because remember how Me Too started? Then that kind of splintered. People were like, okay, well, you're Me Too, but, you know,
it started,
you weren't woke enough.
The vision in the beginning was to give women a voice.
Yeah.
But then they were calling people out for, you know, and ruining lives unnecessarily.
Which woke got a negative connotation. It just really means you're cognizant of other people's beliefs and, you know, situations.
Yeah. Not like you've pulled the... No, obviously, everybody's... under like a veil of whatever, we all kind of live under a veil of, you know, if you really broke it down, like, why are you at work right now? I mean, we enjoy our job. Yeah. I enjoy my job. I Mark Hendricks, I love my job.
Yeah.
But we're not volunteering.
But we're here.
Close.
Close, you're right.
Or, you know, let's say like when I delivered pornography magazines, or
thank
you,
by you
repaired
way.
Hot tubs. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
I can never thank you enough.
You didn't do it because you just liked working on hot tubs, and I didn't like doing it so I could help people around the upstate facilitate
porn.
Themselves.
You love no, porn.
It's because I had bills to pay.
Yeah.
But that money, like, we're all under this weird kind of, like, we're all playing the game.
Yeah.
Where we're playing for something that isn't real. And I'm not doing some kind of deep kind of hippie thing here, but like, it is, we sit here, many people, I don't, but I have faith in the Lord, but many people don't, they say, I don't believe in God. I don't have faith in anything. I don't have faith in this country anymore. But you go work for fake money every day.
It's less real.
Because you have faith in the country.
Yeah, it's no. less real now that you don't have that tangible dollar.
And you don't have
got the number.
Do you have trust in government anymore? Do you respect the president? Do you?
I think the older you get, that's natural. I saw that with my dad. I saw it certainly with my grandpa.
The older you get, you
the
have more.
The more you start to see things for what they really are. And it's like we used to respect the elders. Now we make fun of them and call them senile. We used to put men up, and not that we women don't need to be. But, you know, the man in a movie, in a TV show, everything is always the butt of the joke now. And the woman's always the one who's like, you know, she's the one keeping it straight or whatever.
Well, generally, that's the case.
Listen to that.
Well, the super feminist trying to make you think, like, look, this is our time now.
Mr.
Like,
Hand.
We've wronged you so much over the years, evidently.
Right. When you're the same age, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting there paying for the sins of your father, or not even your father, like the people of history in the past.
Everybody else's daddy.
It's like, we all here right now, nobody had anything to do with anything of the past. Well, even if you're related to the people who did, you don't decide that.
And through time, people change in their platforms or whatever they believe in, definitely changes in how they feel about the world.
There are a lot of voices at the table now because of communication in the internet. A lot of voices, a lot of groups.
But even with that, though, you mentioned the Me Too movement, even Black Lives Matter, you find out like there's dirty hands involved in that. Yeah. So even people who were representing you as your voice, you find out they had dirty hands. And it's like, Stone Cold was right. DTA.
You can't. Even famous breast cancer research organizations, very popular ones. There's been misappropriation, all this stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, it's wild. On that note, we're going to take a break.
That's why I don't like donating to charity.
Well, use Charity Navigator. That's a legit good, you know. And also don't just freely give to stuff saying, well, in my heart, I thought it was a good thing. You know, I told my mom about that. She gave to a charity for years. I was like, Mom, let me break it down for you and tell you how much the president of the foundation gets. All his kids work there, but don't, blah, blah, blah.
And what?
She's like, well, but I'm in my heart. But it's kind of foolish to give to a charity that is doing that.
If they don't give 80% of the profits.
Oh, boy.
I'll drop a $3 bill in the prayer box on the way home.
Wow.
At least I know it's going to the church.
I'll go and give a jug buck to Jesus. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We got a bunch of people on hold.
Yeah, I'll give you some boy stuff.
I want some boy stuff.
Are they on hold because they would like to talk?
Yeah, that's pretty much how that works.
You guys taking calls today?
You believe people.
Paige, pick a number. Well, pick any number.
Three.
Three would be Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, yeah.
What's going on, Kevin?
I can't believe I'm actually talking to y'all.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, well, believe it. Here we are.
Ta-da! Kev. And it really gets less impressive the longer it goes, so take caution.
No, this is, I've listened to you guys since I've been like 16 or 17. This is awesome.
Jesus Christ, Kevin. Jeez. Don't start off the call.
Make me feel old.
Making us feel like we're 90. I'm only 50.
Sorry, 90. I'm excited.
50 years old.
He's excited.
Aww.
You got to get out more. I'm kidding. What's up, though? You doing all right?
I don't really know how to ask this.
Yeah. Well, you called. You heard us say, yes, we're taking calls. So you called and you talked to Fat Boy, and you've already gone through really the hardest part, just going through Fat Boy. I've heard.
He's right, because I almost didn't let you through, to be honest with you.
Sorry, I'm just nervous.
What you nervous about? I see that in quotes here. It says... Nervous Kevin. What are you nervous about? A million people will be here hearing this by the end of the week. Just goobers, though. That's it. You don't have to be nervous talking to us.
I know. This is weird, hearing your voices talking back to me.
Well, we'll ignore you. It is a little weird, I guess, when you know. Like when I met Dennis Rodman, I was like, wow, it's weird you're actually responding back to me. When I talked to you through the TV and screamed at you during the games, you'd never respond back.
He's already getting a little creepy just between
it
those
ain't
girls
creepy.
Here.
Kevin, what are we doing here? How you doing?
What's the do y'all remember Backstage Pass?
Oh, yeah. Talking about the bit?
When the listeners would come and sit in the studio and watch the show.
Yeah, Chris Farley. You guys remember that? You remember when you did War of the Roses?
Amen.
Yeah, we used to do it all the time.
Yeah, before the world ended, we did it.
COVID, that's another thing. COVID killed it, then security got weird, and then management got weird, and lawyers are all weird, except Rob, and then we just never brought it back.
Right.
So.
I knew I shouldn't have put him through.
Well. What is this about? Is it about Backstage Pass?
That's a great question.
Kind of.
Okay, kind of what?
I always wanted to do it. Yeah. I remember hearing people come in and y'all would talk to them and sometimes put them on the air.
Yeah, and it was fun. I enjoyed it, you know.
The air for the most
part. Yeah, I just always thought maybe one day I'd get to do it.
Right. Well, they don't let us do it anymore, Kevin. And I appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
They don't let some people even come to work here anymore. So,
yeah. You know. So
they don't.
Yeah.
They really don't. Uh-oh. So you can do backstage pass from home, I suppose. And I mean, other than that, I apologize. Yeah, they don't let us do it. But you're kind of doing it now, you know, remotely is a nice way to look at it. What else is going on?
Yeah. I don't know. A few weeks ago, I got some news.
Yeah. Okay.
And I guess, you know, it made me start thinking about some things differently.
All right. What kind of news? You should avoid the news. I told you.
I found out I don't have much. I don't have as much time as I thought I did, and I can't really.
What do you mean you don't have as much?
I really don't want to get in all the details.
Oh, are you sick?
I'd rather not exactly, get into it.
Oh man, I feel bad for telling you. I almost didn't put you through. Now
I gave him 10 seconds a minute ago.
That's true.
My family doesn't even know yet.
Family doesn't know,
dude. Let us tell him. Right now?
No, not everybody.
God, Kevin. You know, Kevin, I work with two people who constantly try to bring me down. Fat Boy reminded me that we're losing, all these different things. Paige,
very soon, too.
You know, constantly using AI and ruining the data centers in the water.
I am not.
And then, I don't know. Kevin, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorrier than he is, to be honest.
No, I'm sorry. I was just trying to, you probably shouldn't call and say that, though, before you've told your family.
Oh, you know, I don't think any of them listen to y'all, so.
Well, screw them then.
I figured.
How long have you had this information? How long have you known?
Probably a few weeks now.
And you haven't told anyone at all?
No, I'm trying to figure it out now.
Damn. Let us do it. Please let us do it.
I'm processing it now, and it's it still doesn't feel real, you know?
I can't imagine.
Good song.
That was amazing.
Yeah, they were pretty straightforward with me.
Who was?
The fine folks handling everything.
Oh, okay.
You know, really the entire staff.
Yeah.
Well, they're used to it, so.
Just curious, like, have they told, like, do you have a time frame? Like, how long they've told you? How long you had, how much time?
They said less than a year.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
I hope you don't mind, Kevin, but how old of a fella are you?
I'm
38.
38? Oh, dang it, man.
Yeah.
That is, that's, dude.
It kind of hits close to home. I'm 46. Yeah. I'm not too far away from you.
Wow. You know what? Oh, man. Have you told your parents? Are your parents with us, and have you told them? Let me...
Yeah, they're still around, but
yeah,
no, I haven't talked to them yet.
Yeah, you need to tell them.
I know.
You need to tell them.
I know. I'm going to. I just don't want everybody treating me differently yet. You know?
Of course. Wow. People are great at when I'm on a roll, just bringing me down. I'm just kidding.
I don't know how to react to it.
What? Have you made a bucket list? Sorry, I'm just thinking right now. Like, I'm putting myself in your shoes. Like, I'm thinking, like, okay, put everything into, like, if you should.
I probably should.
I'm serious. Can you hold on a minute, Kevin? You hear that fun music in the background? It means we need to get a break. Can you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
All right. Yes. Golly, bomb, man.
Oh, I feel bad.
You gotta talk to this guy more.
You know, that's what the good Lord will do to you, though. It's just like not what's happening to him, but like we're just sitting over here lollygagging or whatever, and then you get that tap on the shoulder that says, "Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
It don't last forever, buddy."
Reality's here, bud. Have a little chat.
All right. Wow.
Gotta tell his parents.
Of course.
I'll try to get the number.
There ain't no way. I would not.
I mean, we're a great buffer for this kind of stuff.
No, you can't even say his last name, you know. Like, for real. What, you know.
I mean,
within
honestly,
reason.
This was one of the main things, if I was going to make a bucket list.
But calling us or coming in?
Yeah. I know that probably sounds stupid.
No.
Well, No, I don't think it sounds stupid. It's hard for me to say that, but I'm here every day, so why would I, you know? Like, yeah. One of my requests would be not to go to work, you know?
Yeah. We'll all go to your house.
But, you know, rules is rules, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know you got rules and security and management and all that. I just thought maybe, you know, given the situation, there's a chance that maybe y'all could make an exception.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think so, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious.
There it is, man.
You will come in for backstage pass. I don't care. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like Billy Badass, but I don't think management would, you know. And honestly, I don't. I know Mark wouldn't get mad. And then come talk to me. How about that?
As long as it's not like.
You're coming in.
The only problem that we had is if he was drunk, and it would be Drunk Boy Friday, but we never
did. Okay, sir.
I wouldn't do that.
Yes, please don't arrive drunk. Page request that.
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Okay, well, you're coming in. You're doing backstage fast. That's the deal.
Hell yeah. Look at
seriously?
That.
Right?
You're not just coming in sitting against the wall watching either. We're going to put a microphone in front of you. You're going to be part of the show that morning.
Yay.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Hey, you be careful what you wish for
we'll
there,
come
Kevin.
Come up with stuff for you to do. We'll put you in bits. We'll let you do headlines. We'll do a spelling bee.
I'll put you to work.
Do Facebook fussing. You can read news. Whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Make us coffee.
That would be incredible.
You will be the fourth Rise person that day.
Rise dude.
Yeah. You will be one of us that morning.
Rise dude.
That's a deal, okay?
I don't even know what to say.
I'm sorry. You don't have to say anything. We'll figure it out, and we'll put
say
you on.
A bad word.
You want what do you want for breakfast?
What
do you like? If you already forgot what the first meal of the day was, no. What do you eat for breakfast?
No, you don't have to do that.
No, we will.
Oh, he's gonna send it to you.
What do you want? What do you like?
A sausage biscuit, baby.
Sausage biscuit, done.
Just one.
Just yeah. one. Biscuit? You want hash browns?
Sure.
All right.
Who the hell just has one biscuit?
One biscuit, order a hash browns. Coffee? Can I get you a coffee?
I drink coffee.
How do you take it?
Cream and sugar.
Done. We'll have it here. You got it.
I really don't have to do all of that.
Yeah. Well, we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's the deal. Okay.
It's about to cater your last breakfast, bud.
Don't say last breakfast, butthole.
Don't be so mean.
I said last breakfast. You said last breakfast, butthole.
No,
I didn't mean it like that.
Ignore him. He's a bully.
It's okay.
He gets his own beard all, and he thinks he's Mr. Big Time Know-It-All Big Shot.
Whatever.
I'm just taking a bite out of life's ass, brother.
Kevin, is there anything else on your bucket list? Like somewhere else you want to go? Somebody you want to meet? Please be someone that we could make that happen. At least a phone call.
I haven't really thought about it that much.
Yeah? Well, you like sports, concerts, travel, anything? What would be your big sports event?
I don't know, maybe see like a game at Lambeau.
Oh, I got no help there, but go to Lambeau.
Yeah.
Go to Lambeau. Look, you're doing it.
You sounded like your mom so much just then.
Because,
look.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Yeah. I'm trying to help the man. And I feel very nice right now.
There is something else.
Okay, do you want an apple pie? Cinnamon bun.
Here comes the
no.
Yeah, what?
No. The other thing is I'm not actually dying.
What do you mean?
What do you mean
you're not dying? Like I'm not dying.
Kevin, what the hell?
Did you say he's not dying?
I'm not sick.
Why would you even say you weren't? That's just...
What the hell are you?
I don't feel bad now for saying what I said.
I'm moving.
Moving.
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, my job's transferring me. I found out a week ago. I've got about 7 or 8 months left here.
You're a dirty son of a bitch.
This is for you, Kevin.
You son of a bitch.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down!
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people, celebrate the birthday on July 17th. Happy birthday.
Already.
Oh.
Suck it.
Look at this. You got it going.
Bring it down.
again for the second day in a row. We're starting pretty late in the game here. So
sorry.
No, age wise, people are older.
Oh.
Yeah. God.
You okay?
That was the chair, I swear. Yeah, I mean, it really was.
Really was.
Eric Church.
No.
Not God. No.
Dang it.
Dark hair.
No, he's on American Idol.
Looks like Butthead. Not as much as Chet Holmgren looks like Butthead.
Oh, man. Dude, he's top Chrome card. He's got that. This look right here.
I know. He's kind of.
Like, and he's,
that's the guy. Who was his name?
He got the bag and started spacing out.
Chet Cunningham. I see him. Give me the initials.
God, I kind of don't want to now. I want you to ride it a little bit.
Okay, let me ride it.
I can't believe you don't got it. From Georgia.
I know. I see him.
He's got nice teeth.
L?
L.
LB.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. Yeah, about Lucas' birthday.
Really proving that autism true, am I not?
I know, like.
I cannot think of it, but then you give me the initials and I suddenly just.
Yes.
They're going to email me back and say, you sure you don't want to pay this monthly fee?
God. I'll say. You know what? Just for fun, I'm going to say he joined the club today.
I'll say 47.
Guess what he is in the club?
Oh, wow.
50 years old.
Wow.
In the club.
Luke Bryan.
Look at there.
Damn it.
Paige, I told you, 4 years. You will be 10 years away from joining it.
Yeah.
Before you know it. We're doing a remake of this show, by the way. Don't know if it's going to be good. The movie wasn't good. It was funny, I guess, parts of it. When they saw the naked dead guy. But the show, I don't know if it's going
to
be.
I'm trying to think of who it could be from the show, though.
You had two guesses.
Pam Anderson already had one.
Yeah, this is not her.
And so it's Hoff.
It is the Hoff's birthday.
The Hoff.
Do not hassle the
Hoff. I wanted to totally say Yasmin Bleeth.
Oh, man. Have you seen her lately?
Bleeth? No.
Why do you say that?
Look her up.
Is she not?
Oh, no.
She's beautiful.
She's had some troubles.
Oh, no.
We all have. We can't judge.
Dude, tell Paige about Shia LaBeouf, fat boy.
Oh, yeah. So one of my son's friends went to the Fanboy Con in Knoxville. Uh-huh. He's a big Transformers fan, so he paid for to meet Josh Duhamel and Shia LaBeouf, take a picture.
What was he mean?
No, I'll show you the picture. He's sitting there.
This is great.
I don't know if he kind of lost his mind if he did this with a lot of people or not, but the way Shia LaBeouf poses in the picture. Let me find it real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Look. Can you see it? He's got his shirt off.
Like, he took his shirt off.
He just tucked it in his waistband.
It's like when wrestlers want to advertise their shirt, but they want to walk out with no shirt on, so they tuck it in their pants where you can see the logo.
I'm going to try that next time.
Like Duhamel's sitting there with his cap on just being cool, you know, in LaBeouf's.
LaBeouf.
Don't
take the shirt off.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
She never made I wanted her to make Shia LaBeouf Bagwell as an AI picture.
I did.
And I'm looking at his tattoo. He's got like a tattoo of a wolf howling at a pirate ship.
Yeah.
There's some odd stuff going on.
I feel like certainly there were drugs and stuff there, but I think he saw the attention of being like this off-kilter kind of guy. Like the James, what's his name?
Makes you wonder because he is a good actor.
James Franco thing he's doing now.
Oh, with the alien footage?
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's got to be to promote a movie.
Shia LaBeouf comes off as crazy, but he's real nice about it with people.
Well,
it's odd, man.
Look how sweet Paige is to people.
It's an odd energy.
By the way, Yasmin Bleeth is 57 because I Googled the picture. People are so mean because you said, look at what she looks like now. Paige Six, who's, like,
gossip rag.
God, just ripped this woman apart. Why? How about she's got kids and, like, life happens.
Why do people expect someone to look like they're 25?
I don't know.
All the time. I mean,
the same press that says treat people, women, with respect and don't judge them off their looks will rip them apart for looking like they should be 57 years old.
Do you remember when Bridget Fonda was seen in public for the first time in years and years?
Mm-mm.
People almost didn't believe it was her because she looks completely different.
Does she have a lot of work done?
No, she looked the complete opposite.
Oh.
Just dressed real plain. She put on some weight, but like you couldn't even tell by looking at her it was her, in her face even.
That's why it pays to not get married young, kids. You don't know what neither one of them are going to look like in the future. That's really a big commitment.
What if Sydney Sweeney in 10 years is as big as I am now?
What does her mother look like?
She's going to have a bad back for sure. She's going to be all hunched over looking like she should go to Notre Dame.
She's 6'1", 370. How old's the Hoff?
I'm going to say the Hoff is 74.
75.
The Hoff is 74 years old today.
Pulled look that out of my rear.
You pulled it out of somewheres.
I mean, guess mule. Or is that a guess mule? Why, it certainly is.
I don't think it got that.
Just wrote Buff Bag on there.
You want to guess the Black Sabbather?
Tony Iommi.
Nope.
Geezer Butler.
It is Geezer's
Geezer.
Birthday. Geezel.
Geezer. The Geezer Butler did it.
I don't think we've heard from Geezer since Ozzy passed, right, or the last show.
No.
Yeah, I think it's almost like on the 22nd. It's the year. Anniversary.
There so you I think go. They're, I think they're looking
gonna,
for that anniversary word.
I think they're going to be doing
it's
something.
It's been the
in
year.
In Birmingham.
Oh, great.
For Austin.
Jefferson County?
Yeah, Alabama.
It's already been a year since we lost the
yes. Ross?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Hogan will be, what, 3 weeks after that?
Dang it, that's
hey
right.
Hey Baby was April.
Brother.
June, July. Yeah. What? I tell you what.
Time flies.
I know, but I'm not having fun.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm having the time of my life.
Who?
Oh, no,
Geezel.
I say 70. Is it a big one?
No, it's not a big one. That's 80, always their first
82.
Question.
And then I say 77.
Come on.
82, I said.
You know, she's right.
Oh, is
she? Oh, I am.
77?
I was thinking he was 80.
Oh.
You ask if it's a big one to throw us off, then you know the answer.
She was thinking it was 80, but she guessed 77.
Oh, well, guess what?
Well, Ozzy was 71.
When he died?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I thought he was older.
I did, too. I thought he was...
Verify
I think
that
he
for
was
me.
71.
I will trust and verify that.
We got a couple of Saturday birthdays. This is one of them. You might recognize the theme song.
Ozzy was 77.
This is the Yellowstone theme song.
He was 76.
It's not Rip Wheeler's birthday.
Kevin Costner.
No.
That lady.
It is a female. Kelly Riley. Beth Dutton. Kelly Riley's birthday. Dutton Ranch is a good show. It's done for the first season, but it was good.
Yeah, but like have some fun with it and give Charles S. a cameo. Just for people to see it and say, oh my God, Rock was on.
That's where they bought it from?
Yeah, bought it from Charles S. Dutton.
Is he still with us?
I don't know. I hope to God so. I'm hoping for the Rock reboot.
I don't want to spoil it for people, but the way they smuggled the drugs in the first season of Dutton Ranch is kind of a little far out there. It could happen. I don't know, but it seems a bit
was
much.
It as good as the way they sold opioids with Bibles or hymn books?
No, right? that was clever. This is kind of borderline gross.
That was great. They did it on water that governing law. So they did it on water, and they passed out the hymnals for them to sing, and the hymnals were full of drugs. Brilliant movie.
This is the only part of the show that was...
Sacrilege show.
This was kind of questionable, but still a good show.
Man, I'm going to say that...
she's good looking too, Kelly Riley.
40... No, we're going in order. Oh, Saturday birthday. 40,
Saturday.
42.
43.
49 years old.
Wow.
She's almost in the club.
Look at her.
Vin Diesel's birthday. You want to guess Vin Diesel? I don't have any Fast and the Furious music for you.
Man. No, I will not guess his birthday. I will tell him to suck it.
But I got this for you.
I don't care for his things he said in the past. That's all.
I don't like the fact that he implied that he could kick the great one's ass.
Really?
Which we know is
BS. He doesn't
BS.
Like The Rock?
Well, yeah, it wasn't that. I don't like The Rock no more either.
They had beef. They had issues. But at least you're not stupid enough to say you can kick his ass.
No, I could.
I don't
know. Vin Diesel seems to think he could.
Paige, you want to guess?
57.
I said suck it, so.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to change it, so. 59 years old.
Oh, 59.
Politically, did he say some stuff, or did he go to a certain island? Or?
No. No, he did not do that.
You want to guess Joe Torre real quick Saturday?
Yeah, because he was brave at one point. I
he
will
was?
Say he is 81 or 82.
83.
Oh, he's going to be 86 years old also, so is James Rowland. Pensacola Wings of Gold.
Amen, my man James Rowland.
Happy heavenly birthday today, Donald Sutherland. Not Donald Sullivan, as Paige would have said yesterday. His son, Queefer. Donald would have been 91 years old today. And Phyllis Diller.
Oh, wow.
We lost Phyllis in 2012.
I only know Phyllis Diller from Scooby-Doo. How crazy is that?
Oh, Delicious Diller. Would have been 109 years old today.
God.
I love when
she... What was her shtick? Like, she smoked?
I guess it was like old school comedy, but whenever they would like reference her roast or whatever, she'd just kind of look and laugh. I don't know if she knew where she was half the time.
Yeah.
God, you know who's great at old comedy, like a comedy historian, is Jeff Ross. We got to get him back on and ask him about some of these people. Like, he used to run around with Buddy Hackett and all those guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the reason why... Well, the Friars Club's still a thing, but it's not what it was. But,
oh, no, not like, the heavy hitters that it had.
Like, literally, Tony Hinchcliffe should give him $5 million of the $50 million Netflix gave him, because he kept roasting alive.
Yeah.
He's the roast master general, for God's sake.
He is the roast master. Like, that's like his property. Whenever you see a roast somewhere, he put it together like he owns it.
Yeah. So if your mama says, look in there in the crock pot, say, thanks a lot, Jeff Ross.
The roast to Kevin Hart is the most watched anything on Netflix in history.
Okay. So what? There's all this stuff about the Cat Williams thing in there that, like, it was some kind of move that he was made to come to that and apologize.
Well,
or
see,
there was going to be some blackmail about him coming out. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that. But it was kind of, you could tell there was a bit with it, to where you didn't know if it was a bit afterwards or if there's still, you know,
because
a feud.
The allegement is that Kevin Hart's member of one of these groups that's like literally like worships Saturn. Not Perry. I'm talking about the planet. Not the great car. And that, so, but when Cat Williams came out to do that little thing where they were going to squash the beef, look at the way his hat is, and it's a regular fedora, but with a ring around it, and it's tilted to the side, and it looks just like the rings of Saturn.
Oh, God.
I'm like, God bless.
Crazy.
This stuff is real, man.
God.
This stuff is real.
I don't know if I want to.
And now
he is trying to be a billionaire, Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
well, he's pretty close.
Dude.
So that would get
hardest
you.
Hardest working.
If you watch live TV, make a little dot on the piece of paper every time you see a Kevin Hart commercial.
Yep.
I think the other day, 1 in 7 commercials during primetime TV feature Kevin freaking Hart.
So if there were going to be a secret club, you know, being almost a billionaire, I imagine would get you a seat at the table.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Not the OTC table.
Have you a good weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Get caught up on the podcast. We're all over the place. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.